Hello, everybody. Growing Up and Blown Up here. It's Nina
and Sheena.
And I know we have taken a while post this episode.
Yes, it's been a while. It's a long time coming, but we are here. And yeah, we're actually going to be talking about something that we both resonate with. And it's a topic that we've been talking about with each other regarding our personal lives.
Yeah. And I know all of you guys can relate to this as well. At least once in your lives, you've dealt with a difficult person. So that is exactly our topic for the day. How do you handle difficult people? And this is a very vast subject because this encompasses adult bullying,
narcissistic or controlling partners,
corporate psychopaths, and sometimes
crazy bosses.
Yeah, the jealous friend, the clingy friend.
Right. I guess like at the end of the day, I'm sure we all had our own experience on dealing with difficult people in different shapes and sizes and different experiences.
Yeah.
So have you ever dealt with a difficult person in terms of probably communicating something with them or probably having your needs met or whatnot?
Well, you know what? Let's just dive into sharing. I can't help but remember, like, we have these corporate psychopaths, you know? I think at least once in our lives, if you've done the corporate and 9-to-5 work, you've probably encountered, like, just an asshole boss, right? And I remember this one time, I was working at an ad agency, and I thought that my boss was like a super cool guy. He was very sophisticated, he was good looking, really sharp, but these are sometimes the people who present themselves well have this inner inner crazy. And because we really related with each other on so many things, I did not know that he did not like that about me. He was so used to being the superior.
And well, I mean, like, he's your boss, though.
Yes, but on like intellectual level, I guess, he did not like that I could engage in a conversation with his peers in upper management and sustain a friendship with them, and he found that insulting. I mean,
Got it. So it kind of sounds like you have a boss who really separates the relationship of, shall I say, an employee.
Yeah.
But I also think like there are different types of bosses who allow people to just become their own leaders.
Right.
And, you know, and allow for their own team to work together or not work for him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I get you. I mean, I never really had that much bosses in my life, but that one time I did.
Yeah.
It was more so of the situation was the separation of you working for them. It's like you need to know what your role is and who you are in that kind of relationship. Right. I mean, I totally respect that, but there are some where they use that against you.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes once they've decided on a particular opinion of you, that's it for some people. And
okay, give me like an example though. Give me an example like of a situation that this boss may think difficult for you.
So we were always required to design this decks, right? To pitch to potential clients and stuff.
Wait, first of all, do you still have connection with this guy?
No.
Okay, good.
No. I cut him off. My
just
life
in case,
he's not serving me.
He's like, oh wait, this girl, Nina. Like,
I mean,
We got rid of her.
Before the pandemic, we used to see each other at events and outside in the mall. And we would just look at each other, but we would not say hi to each other anymore. And this is why. So every single thing that I used to do, I always made sure that I did it very, very well. So I was decided that if this person did not like me, the only thing that I can do is to develop my personal brand wherever I am, whatever circumstances I was in, and to just provide high quality and high value work, right? And work ethic. And I would always make presentations and stuff like that, and everybody would commend it and commend the quality and the efficiency of my ideas, except for my my direct boss, who just couldn't stand my guts. Every time I would even so as much as raise my hand to utter an opinion or a suggestion, he would close the conversation,
right.
And he made it very clear that he did not like how expressive I was. These were his words. And he had a personal problem with me.
Wow.
Like my personal.
Did he have a crush on you?
No, he was.
Just checking. Because that sometimes happens too.
But yeah, it wasn't like that. It wasn't some kind of little boy, little girl sandbox bullying incident. This was corporate adult bullying. So
yeah.
All I could do was manage myself, provide good output,
right.
But then I also realized that I did not want to stay in that environment.
Right. It's just I think it's crazy how he would say this is personally bothering me. Although I do believe in communicating what your needs are or possibly even your boundaries. I'm sure you have your own boundaries, he's got his own boundaries, or how he has an idea of how he wants things to get done as a boss, but possibly just, you know, communicating that with the people that he works with is just probably not so conducive for the whole company.
Definitely. And I think at an early age, this happened in my early 20s. I've always been very comfortable keeping people at arm's length, distancing myself from people who did not rub me well. Sorry about that.
I don't know why that sounds right.
I mean, you get what I mean, right? But just people who didn't like, who I didn't vibe with.
Right.
I was comfortable just being alone or just distancing myself with people. And this person, there are two things that can happen. Knowing what I know now, it's either you have to engage in professional conflict. That's what I learned and that's what I do today, because this is your output we're talking about, your professional and your reputation.
Right.
But if it's a personal conflict, you have to learn how to gauge whether it's something you need to stand up to or to just detach from.
Right.
I mean, how about you, Sheena? What was that thing that you went through?
I think for me, the things that I see difficult in terms of like the people, in terms of my experience, these are mostly people who just didn't really communicate like their own needs or their own boundaries in their own life within the relationship, and which caused this later, the consequences of the people around them, the consequences of them not drawing their boundaries in the beginning, which burn bridges in the relationship.
Right.
So I can't really think about like, say, one like certain type. I know I've gone through relationships with a controlling partner, with also, you know, like a crazy boss, and then also even clients who are trying to be so clingy with you,
right?
Not knowing how to draw their relationship, that this is a professional relationship as a client to who you're working with, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, that was always something that I realized if it's either you not knowing how to draw your boundaries or the person not drawing their boundaries, and that was not really communicated in the beginning, and in time and turn, that's where things would just go haywire. You know, like say for example, let's say for example, my partner, right? He's amazing, by the way. But you know, he's got his own boundaries about space.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times that he wouldn't express to me that he actually needed, at this certain time, he would have a meeting, and then at this certain time, he's gonna need some space, and I can't walk into the room while he's having a meeting at this certain time.
Right.
Because he's working from home. And it's, you know, it's not that like it's his fault, but it's just that, you know, if he forgets to actually communicate that with me, and what happens is then I would end up just walking in the room. This gets him really vexed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And of course I'd be like, oh my god, I feel so mad. But his response is what really bothered me, like with his anger, with the choice of words that he would say, because he wasn't fully able to express it in a way that would have been more pleasant if he just had communicated
right.
that. And I've done that as well too. The only reason why I would say this is difficult, because it has happened a few times, which caused a lot of arguments,
yeah.
right? That shouldn't have been that big. And like I said, I also do these things, but it's also because I never really get to communicate these things, and then I started saying this person is difficult, or I'm sure some people would say, yeah, Sheena is difficult,
yeah,
because at some point maybe I haven't really communicated, like say my needs or boundaries. But that's how I would see in terms of like difficult,
right?
Well, things.
But have you ever been bullied in your 20s or your early 30s? Our early 30s, I mean, it still happens. It's something that happens every single day.
I like when I was a lot younger,
mm-hmm.
That is bullying in a way where like there are some people who would be very egotistical too. And mm-hmm. when you would have something to say, or you want to express something, and when you're in a group of a lot of people, there's some people who would want to make you look bad because of that.
Yeah.
Yourself look good. I had situations like that.
Some people will intentionally trigger you. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes it's even your blood.
Right.
Sad to say. But how do you deal with this, right? I think, again, knowing what I know now, because Sheena and I had to go through some major transformation, inner work,
right?
Major inner work to get to where we are today, to be able to talk about these things. And the first thing I would recommend is to really just take a step back and just take a deep breath, right? Analyze the situation. Whoever is this difficult person in your life, try not just put yourself in their shoes, but try to separate their behavior that annoys you or that triggers you to versus who they are as a person. Is it worth sacrificing the entire relationship, or is
yeah.
it just worth addressing this thing to save or salvage your friendship or whatever professional relationship you guys have?
Right. Well, what if it's this actually this person that you don't have that close relationship with? Because you can have people that are difficult in your life
mm-hmm.
that are actually the people that you care about that are
yeah.
just being so difficult. Mm-hmm. Like for example, families that are just intruding into your space.
Yeah.
Or you
yeah.
have probably a best friend who's just always talking about their problems and their
yeah.
issues, and they just you know, for me, I would find that difficult. It's not because I don't want to be there as a friend, but I would find that difficult for someone who's not able to help themselves from their problems, and they use you as a punching bag.
Right.
And I care for that person, right? So there's that type of difficult person, but there's also that difficult person that just like you either randomly meet, or the
yeah.
people that you don't care about, maybe people from work
yeah.
or some
so
some
just
friend.
Cut them out. Cut out anybody who doesn't provide value in your life, because Sheena and I were talking about this over lunch, over dessert actually. And we sometimes would feel guilty every time we'd encounter people who are just so difficult, because we feel like we manifested these people, and by that we mean we're so familiar with the law that you are who you attract, right? And we don't want to think about ourselves,
yeah.
Like, oh my God,
yeah.
I'm
so
like,
it's like, basically you say like, oh, I'm getting difficult people in my life because I am a difficult person. So it sounds like, okay, you need to reassess yourself, girl, because there's something you're doing in your life that you just keep attracting these kind of people.
And that's a true thing. That actually happens. Like, I remember attracting a certain person in my life who was just, I was attracted to, right? And apparently I was attracted to this person because we had so many similarities in that moment, during that time in my life. But it just happened that I evolved quicker than this person, and I grew out of this person and discovered or finally opened my eyes to seeing that this person was a very toxic human.
Right.
And that's just how it is. You grow out of things, you change vibrations.
But I think that's where, if I were to look at it, this is where you can see a person could be difficult for you. Let's say maybe that person is not difficult for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it also depends on what level you are in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like you said, these people are considered difficult in your life because you're just in a different space.
Yeah.
If you weren't in that mindset or in that point in your life with those similarities that you have with that difficult person,
mm-hmm.
they would not be in your radar in the first place.
Right.
You wouldn't be attracting these type of people.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as much as you can go out there and start blaming these people for making you feel bad or getting mad at these people for making you feel unworthy or making you feel like they're bullying you,
mm-hmm.
or getting you all mad for your actions, at the end of the day, you know, you have to also reassess. It's like, what is it that I'm doing in my life that I keep attracting these kind of people that are toxic to me,
mm-hmm.
right? And why is it considered toxic to me? And why is this important? And I think, like, once you have that understood and clear, then you would know what kind of person would you want in your life. Because it sounds like as we grow, as we change, like you said, you will start growing out with these people. And in that transition, in that very uncomfortable phase when you're growing,
mm-hmm.
you will meet these people, or these people will start becoming difficult when they weren't even difficult towards you.
It's a matter of getting to know yourself on a really subconscious level, which is what a lot of us humans forget to do. We always question why we attract these certain types of people into our lives, but it's because we are not aware on a conscious level that we are feeling or going through very low vibrations. You know, when we feel regret or when we live in a scarcity mindset or a very toxic, self-sabotaging, emotional capacity, then we always attract these same people, and that's why it triggers us, because it subconsciously reminds us of ourselves.
Oh, I got something to say about that, because you know this, like, I think that also came with, you know, my work as a life coach in the beginning. Because in the beginning I was like, you know, my arms are all open for everybody, you know, and I can help you. I got you, girl, and I'm there and I'm rooting for you, you know.
Right.
So what happens with that is then I started also in the beginning attracting clients who were looking at me as their friend.
Yeah.
I had clients who started really clinging to me or not really valuing my work. They just wanted me to be there because they were either like lonely or they're going through
to be their emotional crutch.
Yes, and they were in a low point of their life. And yes, that is my job to give them that service for them to overcome whatever hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
But where that is crossed over is that I started feeling and I started seeing this person didn't really want to do work.
Yeah.
This girl started calling me like,
they needed,
you know,
a friend.
Like 3 in the morning.
Oh no.
And you know, like, I got a problem and you're the only person who would be, you know, who I could run to. And in the beginning, because in my, when I just started doing this kind of work, it's like, oh, I'm there to help. I got you.
Yeah.
So I started getting drained and depleted because I started opening my arms to these people. And that's the thing. Like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if I start getting depleted or drained out and I started getting these kind of clients, who are you to blame?
I mean,
yourself. You gotta. I'm blaming myself in that situation now. You know what I mean? Be like, oh.
You have to remember that you're not Mother Teresa.
There's only one Mother Teresa.
And this sometimes,
and
like,
she's already passed.
Sometimes Sheena and I, like, when we would feel each other being busy, we would every now and then, like, FaceTime each other to just exchange energy.
Right.
And we have these calls, and I remind her to always, like, cleanse her energy from all the people that she meets on a weekly basis. Because energy, again, I can't stress this enough, is everything. Energy sticks to you like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Whether it's a one-on-one client that you do for your personal development or mindfulness, fitness class, sexual energy, casual sex, all of that.
I like the sexual end.
On the bottom. We'll talk about the next time.
We can keep that kind of energy. I need more of that energy.
But yeah, like, energy will stick and you need to just smudge yourself with all the sage that you got.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, you know, we can only think about this person is making our life so difficult, yada yada yada. And, you know, that could be true and that could also just be a narrative. Whatever it is, whatever truth that you choose for you have to think about, like, where are you in your life? And you also have to be clear as to what kind of relationships do you want? What kind of people do you want to attract? What kind of people do you want in your circle? Or even the kind of people that you work with.
Right.
So that needs to be clear, because once you have a full understanding of that, then it would be so easy for you to just spot these people who can possibly in the future drain or deplete your energy, or possibly these people who are not who are not in your similarity or whatnot. It would be easy for you to see this right away.
The first thing you guys have to remember is that when people trigger you intentionally, it's not a reflection on yourself, it's a reflection on them. So you have to evaluate whether it's worth it to allow your ego to retaliate and to fight back, or would you rather just conserve your energy and use that time and energy to be more productive in your life or just be happy, right?
Right. And I think it's also assessing what kind of relationship you have with this person.
Yeah.
Is this person, like, really close to you? Do you want them in your life? And if you do, then what can you do to improve that relationship? What can you do, or how can you communicate your needs or even your boundaries or the things that they possibly made you feel hurt? And how can you communicate that with them? Or how can you even be a better friend or partner to them? Because, you know, at the, you know, when you really think about it in hindsight, maybe these people don't even know that they're being difficult to you, because you, had you only just communicated that with them, right, it wouldn't go to a point where there's arguments or, you know, giving silent treatment or whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, think about that. Is that the kind of relationship that you want to keep? Now, if it's a relationship where it's just like, okay, you know that you're not going to see this person again, or if you know this person is just someone that you work with, you know, think about, like, in what level or how much of yourself would you give, right? I think it, like, it also boils down into being clear with your boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
Setting those healthy boundaries, and I know this is a real thing, because, I mean, this has happened to me. sometimes, or a few times in your life, you have these really long-ass friendships with these people, right? And then somewhere down the road, you try to make to mend this friendship over and over again, but it's just not working anymore. Sometimes you have to let some people go free yourself,
so
to
true.
Grow, right? Yeah. And you have to forgive yourself. Sometimes, again, counting your emotional investments will not do your growth good, your evolution good. And that's just part of the package that life comes with, you know?
Well, they say difficult people are also your loved ones.
Yes.
People that you care about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we want to believe in that saying, love has no boundaries, but we need to draw
everything
boundaries,
has boundaries
with
everything.
Yeah, all our relationships to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've had to draw some healthy boundaries between myself and some relatives as well. And that's okay, because if it's not serving you in the right way, if it's hindering you or if it's toxic energy, then you have to do what's best for you.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well,
that's it. Okay, bye.
Well, I think generally, you know, you would know what is difficult.
Yeah.
Or who is difficult in your life. But always know what is important to you. What is the things that makes you happy, regardless of how the other person feels or their thoughts about you? Do you, right?
You do you, boo. And we conclude this episode. Don't hesitate to reach out on our Instagram, Grown Up Blown Up.
We're still there. We're still there, y'all. You're still there.
Okay. Before we end, I think we owe you guys an explanation, because the last episode that we uploaded was when I couldn't even walk yet, right? So we salvaged content that we recorded for the podcast originally and uploaded that. And then it just kept getting pushed back and pushed back because the healing process took a while. Sheena was also very busy. And then when I started walking, then
we were celebrating.
I was just so overwhelmed with all the work that I had to catch up on. And so, but we made it.
Yeah, we're here now. And yeah, let us know if there's anything that you would want us to talk about. Anything that makes them grown up and glow.
Let's talk about that sexual energy.
You know what? We can do that on our next episode. Sexual energy. Get on your yoni.
Thank you. Yoni meditations, girl.
Alright, everybody. Thank you so much for catching us for our new episode here on Grown Up and Glown Up. And we will catch you again in our next episode.
Alright. Baboo.